If I could talk the stories I could tell, it's the Bill Elder Podcast on the second day of February 2011. Happy birthday to Shakira, who's 34. Christy Brinkley is 57. Tom Smothers, 74. Brent Spiner is 62. You know, Star Trek, Next Generation. Welcome to Groundhog's Day 2011. Yes, here it is. And to explain how this works, it's very simple. The groundhog, Puxatony Phil, up in Pennsylvania, will come out of his hole. Let you think about that for a moment. If he sees a shadow, it means we're in for a longer winter, six more weeks of winter. If he does not see his shadow, it means we're in for an early spring. Now, years ago, someone in the South figured out that really some groundhog in Pennsylvania really doesn't represent what we see here in the southeastern United States. And they started to notice a groundhog that would come out on this day and notice his shadow, thinking that Atlanta would probably be more representative of the weather that would happen in the southeastern United States. And so General Beauregard Lee, our own groundhog, started predicting our weather. Ladies and gentlemen, I beseech you, we have spent billions of dollars putting satellites up into space. The meteorological information is astounding. The way we put together daily forecasts, they can tell you within a half an hour range of when it's going to rain at your house. Yet, we still have a rodent that comes out of the ground and predicts the weather. And I might add, pretty accurately. So it's raining and overcast today, which means, of course, that General Lee and probably Puxatony Phil neither will see their shadow, which means an early spring, which we could all use. And the problem is, every time they predict, I always forget what they saw or what they didn't see, and so it's kind of a moot point. I'm not really sure why we celebrate this at all, but we do. So tomorrow when you tune into the podcast, I'll be telling you exactly what Puxatony Phil and General Beauregard Lee saw on this particular day, and we'll know how to predict our weather. Now, my question, my friends over in England and in Europe and surrounding communities and countries, New Zealand, Australia, do you have anything that's even close to similar to this, having sort of some sort of early prediction according to rodent? I have some information from the internet. Although Groundhog's Day is considered to be like a U.S. holiday, it takes its name from the German Candlemas Day, February 2nd, when Germans would watch a badger emerge. And the same rules would apply if the badger does not see a shadow early spring. Actually, with our economy, I'm a little surprised that this isn't over-commercialized like every other holiday in God's forsaken world. I mean, I don't see any groundhog sales today. Americans will take every opportunity to make money somehow through some sort of sale or concocted holiday, Valentine's Day. And yet, Groundhog's Day? Nothing. Is it that it falls too close to the Super Bowl? Is that what's going on? Super Bowl weekend is coming up this weekend. That's exactly right. I am a rarity here in America. I'm one of the few people that will be watching it on a traditional 4:3 ratio television screen, a traditional tube television screen, as God intended. Thank you, Dick Butkus. That was one of my favorite Richard Slimmons jokes on the radio. Yeah, okay. We had this health guru that would come into the studio unannounced. Richard Slimmons is here. Oh, Richard.
Knock, knock.
What are you doing?
It's a knock-knock joke, producer.
No, it's a knock-knock joke. All right.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dick Butkus.
Leave the room. Holy man, Lord. Okay. See you tomorrow.